Well, this weekend, officials in California are locked in a battle against Uber and its driverless cars. Here's Carter Evans.
The same day Uber's self-driving vehicles hit the streets of San Francisco this week, the California DMV told drivers to put them in park, saying it's illegal until the company receives an autonomous vehicle testing permit. On a call with reporters Friday, Anthony Lewandowski, the head of Uber's Advanced Technologies Group, said its cars will stay on the road without a permit.
Our main reason for not applying is that we don't think that the regulations apply to how we're driving the cars.
Uber says it's already following state law because there's always someone behind the wheel of its self-driving cars ready to take over. The company compares its technology to Tesla's self-driving autopilot feature.
What we have now is a legal battle to determine, is this really a self-driving car?
Attorney Jessica Levin is a professor at Loyola Law School.
What we see here is Uber trying to press the limits, as they do in many areas, and trying to say, this law doesn't apply to us, and if you want a law that does apply to us, you need to go back and rewrite one.
Late Friday, the California Attorney General's office told Uber if it doesn't get its self-driving cars off the road immediately, it'll end up in court. Michelle, Uber has not responded.
Wow, Carter Evans, thank you.